Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliary. Today, it's the return of the man we call Johnny Franchise. Today's episode is brought to you by NetCertive, Fotify, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate. It's an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new reward streams with Pollinate where everyone will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. One of the things I really want to do here in 2021 is welcoming back some of our favorite guests from the past few years. And joining me today is none other than Johnny Franchise. It's John Francis. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good there, Jack. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Glad to have you back on the show. And before we get down to any franchise business today, what's new in your world? How's the family and how's biz?
Well, thanks. We're all doing pretty well here. We're, we're excited about 2021. I think can only get better. I think.
Right.
I've got two teenage daughters who are in high school. One's in high school. One's in middle school right now. This week they're doing school from home because of we just finished the break and a lot of kids travel or whatever. And so they're home for a week and then they go back to school at school, which is good for them. And winter sports, they started this week. They're allowing the outdoor practices. So my kids do alpine skiing. So that'll be good.
Nice. Outside.
Good for us. Good for them.
Yeah.
Family's good. Business is good. Last year, I can finally say thank you. Last year was rough and a lot of things changed. And I lost a few clients because really they couldn't afford it. And I told them to stop paying. I mean, you need to cut everything. And they did. And it was the right thing to do. But I also gained a couple of new clients last year. And actually just getting started with a couple more that have kind of developed from one phase kind of to the next phase as new clients, which is very interesting. So I've got some new opportunities, some new folks to work with and help them. So I'm excited about that. New clients are always a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I gotta think anybody who is sort of moving forward with you in late 2020 and here in early 2021, when you're bringing on a new client and they raise their hand and say, John, I need some help. I really want to grow this business in the middle of a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Those are going to be A players.
It just
feels like those are going to be winners, right?
Well, this pandemic and the economic chaos, I'll call it, that came with it, created a lot of different outcomes for people. Some responded better than others. Some were in different circumstances than others. I mean, when the government says you have to close, there's not a lot you can do about it.
Right.
But other segments, other industries, other categories, other businesses were able to respond in different ways. And I mean, holy cow, great innovation, great new ideas, horrible cost and horrible kind of motivation is survival in a lot of cases, but a lot of things have changed and shifted. And I think some things will recover faster than others. And, other new categories are here to stay. And I mean, things will change, of course, we all kind of expect that, but generally speaking, yeah, anybody who's willing to take some action right now, I think is smart because a lot of people aren't able to, I guess, and that creates kind of an opportunity in a new dimension. I think it's what you make it. I've seen a lot of people go through some pretty awful stuff. And you know, I don't want to discount any of that, but at the same time, you know, and this may kind of be an off topic, but I've said to people, look, bankruptcy is there for a reason. You know, there's a reason there's a bankruptcy code in the law, because sometimes things just really get so screwed up, so bad, so hopeless, you can't recover. Right. And you're not supposed to. You're supposed to go bankrupt. And,
right.
And, you know, and you can survive bankruptcy. I know people who are wildly successful who had bankruptcy had in their past and learned from it and recovered from it and went on to do great things. So I don't know. I hate to see bankruptcy, but sometimes, you know what, it's there for a reason.
I guess. There's got to be a reset button somewhere, and perhaps that's it. And on the more positive side, let's talk some trends of what you're seeing out there as far as some sectors that you see bouncing back quickly, or maybe some that that you see emerging here in 2021. Any specific areas of franchising that you think are really going to grow this year?
Well, you know, I don't think I have any different crystal ball than anybody else, but you know, generally speaking, anything in home repair, home services, you know, people are working from home. I think that's going to stay. The technology and the home office, the remodelings, you know, anything around the house, I think is probably a pretty safe bet. Services, you know, different types of services now. A lot of things I think are being outsourced. People have made huge leaps in comfort adapting to technology. So I think that's going to change the game for a lot of types of work and types of services and technology related to all of that. Creates new opportunities, training and everything else you can think of. For franchising, you know, other than those, you know, the food category is going to, I'm not a restaurant expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I know there's a ton of franchise restaurants and I see them going through different speed or different approach to recovery. Some have done okay with delivery and drive-through, and others are, you know, really held hostage with huge restaurants and no way to do anything outdoors or whatever. So, you know, I don't know. There's some pretty awful, I think there'll be more carnage, I guess, to say, and there's opportunities when these things get, whether it's a bankruptcy thing or some other kind of reset, or they get recapitalized or they merge or sell or whatever. But I think the food things can take a long time to really kind of reset. I see great things in medical. You know, demographics haven't really changed. If anything, people are more sensitive to their health and wellness and cleanliness, you know, so those kind of, you know, those are, I think, relatively obvious. Other than that, you know, I guess the one thing I'm seeing a lot more people are, they seem to be working on themselves, personal development, mental health, I think is becoming a much more positive kind of thing. The stigma is going away, which is good and healthy. And so people are, I think, taking their personal health better, physical and mental and emotional. And I think the whole, you know, I want to train, I want to get a degree, or I want to learn a new skill or a new technique. You know, there's so many places to go to learn things. Yeah, I've been learning a lot last year now, thankfully. Again, I could say last year. I learned a lot last year about marketing and digital marketing and things that I really don't know much about. I'm still a novice, but I learned and made some changes to my business, which is kind of fun. And I think there's just, if I can doing that, everybody's doing that. You know, that's kind of my attitude.
Yeah, it feels like 2020 was, we keep using the term reboot or reset, but I hadn't really thought of it as far as personal skills or personal growth, but it's definitely there with everything from mindfulness to mental well-being and people just taking care of themselves. And maybe that will translate into more franchise businesses with health and fitness and yoga and massage and places like that. Maybe people will want to take a little bit more care of themselves.
You know, one more thing, Jack, I'll mention this. This might be a little kind of a new idea. Something I'm seeing are what I would say, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking of a term, trying to coin a term here, but it would be like a stepstone franchise. Franchises that are small. I don't want to say micro.
Yeah.
Because I know what micro franchising. I don't think this is not micro franchising, but like brands where you buy in and you start your deal, and but it's a smaller investment. It's probably $50,000 or less, right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually home, but then you can grow it and you can expand and you can scale. I'm seeing more franchise models that have that, I would say, lower entry level with a higher ability to scale. And these are generally not retail. You know, they're not physical, you know, it's not a food or anything, you know, but they're franchise. They're using franchising as a way to get what I'll call multidimensional growth, because you can really grow in a number of different ways and leverage that network and the brand and the franchise and create different types of revenue streams. So it really has a, you know, kind of a point of leverage. And I'm seeing more brands do this kind of by design. So
yeah, like a tiered kind of system where it's easy to get into. And then once you see a little bit of success or maybe see something coming your way, you can actually grow it into some other areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's a growth model format or something. I don't know if there's a term or name for it, but I'm recognizing it, I guess, and I'm seeing more of it, and I'm helping people get creative about how to manage that, because what you sell and what you buy and what you grow into, you know, that's a whole different range of expectations. So it creates some complexity and it needs to be handled properly. And, but I think it's great because it really creates new opportunities where maybe there weren't before.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about those kind of things.
And you've done a lot of evolution in the past year yourself with your own business and kind of shifting mm-hmm. into this franchise lifecycle program that we've talked about. Tell me more about that and how did this come about?
Yeah, well, it really came about because the COVID canceled all the conferences, right? So
yeah,
my ability to go out and speak at a franchise conference was pretty well stopped.
I mean, yeah, we went from 60 to zero in about a day, didn't we?
Yeah, and so a lot of things I had booked and had been working on, of course, just screeched to a halt, just like everybody else, right? Everything kind of stopped. And so my speaking work stopped. And like I said, I lost a couple of clients, which was, you know, okay. I mean, it was manageable. And, but I got busy thinking about, well, what can I do here? How can I do my thing, which is helping franchisors and franchisees, you know, really get better results. I like to help people with their business. I don't want to do the work for them. I want to help them do their work better, right? And show mm-hmm. them what's coming and how to see things that maybe they didn't recognize and how to choose. So I took my keynote program and I moved it into video format. Someone suggested, why don't you create, you know, my program was a four phases of the franchise life cycle. So I created four videos and then a video to kind of introduce the concept and, you know, and then take them through it. So the idea is, you could use these videos instead of me being live on stage, which I really love to do, and tell the whole program and the whole story and you know, do the whole presentation. This way it became a format of virtual training. And so I think, you know, it's based on years of delivering this and based on decades of experience in franchising as a franchisor and a franchisee. So it's great content, and I've gotten some great reviews and feedback, and you know, people really enjoy the material. But putting it into a video format was completely out of my comfort zone. You know, this was nothing I had ever really planned for, or considered, or even thought about. It was like, well, why would I ever do that? Well, now this is why you do it, because it's a way to create opportunity for other folks who could use the content, the training, and a way to put myself out there in a new way of getting things done and reaching people and adding value. And if I can't get on an airplane and do it in person, you know, maybe I can figure out how to do it online and using, you know, modern technology and digital marketing. So I've been learning took some programs, had some coaching, you know, found someone who can, who does this sort of thing, and learned from them and got some help. Obviously I need, you know me, right? I'm not going to, not even going to attempt to this on my own. So I got some professionals who can help with the things that I needed help with, and
always
put
good
it together. So I've got a new website, and we're developing the program, and I've been testing it and tweaking it and learning really where it works and where it doesn't work. And I think we've improved it to a new place this year. Now I think I've got something that can really be put out there and be valuable for people in franchising. That was always the goal. And I think it's just a matter of kind of finding your way.
Who is so really a good audience for the video series? Is it someone who is really new to franchising and thinking about getting in, or is there something of value there for someone who's already involved? Where should we start here?
Yeah, well, really, thank you for the question. Probably the best audience is a brand or an owner who's already in a franchise. They've already made the leap. They're in a brand. They've got a unit, or they're underway, or they're just about to get underway, or maybe they've been in the business 2 or 3 years. Maybe they've been in 5 or 10 years. But I guess the ideal audience would be an existing franchisee who's just going through the process of realizing just how difficult this really is, right? Because it's never easy. And, you know, it's a lot of work. And so the program ideally is for existing franchisees who want to get better. I guess that's the ideal target. They're ready for change, and they're looking for something else. They might be a little frustrated, disappointed. They might feel stuck, or, you know, they don't know, something's not right. And maybe they haven't identified what it is. Maybe they have, and they're just ignoring it. You know, maybe they need a nudge or a push or some fresh ideas. You know, something isn't working and they're looking for a solution. So I come in, and my program takes them through these phases and shows them what to look for and how to consider things, and what are the signals? What are the choices? What are the outcomes? And what are you thinking? What does it look like? What are other people saying? And how to recognize where you're doing it right and well, and where you're not, and where to get help and how to get help. The right kind of help at the right time for the right kind of issues. So it's a matter of identifying where they are in their life cycle, and then what issues they're recognizing, what's good, what's bad, and how to bend that curve to the positive.
Back with more from Johnny Franchise after this word from NetCertive. NetCertive is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales for their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital advertising so that every market, every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetCertive knows that if you don't localize, you lose, and there's a better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetCertive average around 20% more sales than franchisees who don't. While franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more now at NetCertive.com.
The other piece, people have told me, I wish I had this before I bought a franchise. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, I didn't really build it for that. But I've had people say, you know, I really wish I would have known this. I would have been better prepared. And so maybe there's a variation I could come up with. Here's what it's like to be a franchisee. You know, before you even do it, maybe you want to understand a little better. But that's not really the intention, but I think it can serve that purpose. Ideally, it goes through a franchisor. You know, I've been doing these virtual conferences now that people have figured out, okay, we're not going to get together in a hotel ballroom somewhere. Let's do some virtual event. Mm-hmm. So they might schedule a 2 or 3 hour workshop or whatever. And the way I've tried to do it, Jack, is I'll make these videos available to their brand. So I talk to the brand, I talk to the corporate or franchisees or whoever, and understand who they are, what they are. And I set this up, I give them the videos and explain the program. And then we host a live webinar for their brand only. So the franchisees, the idea is you give them the videos maybe 2 or 3 weeks in advance. So they're watching the videos, they're asking questions. There's a little, maybe a message board or a Facebook group for them to chat about what they're seeing. And I can answer questions, you know, generate some, get them into the material. And then the webinar is really to answer the questions and drive it home. What do you need to do next? And what are you going to do? And what's corporate going to do? And, you know, how do we move ahead? Whatever that means. And that's the kind of the keynote, is that live video webinar. And then they record that. And the brand has that. So they have the videos, my videos, 4 videos. And they are only about 15 minutes each, maybe a little more, but they're not huge. You know, it goes pretty quick. Then the webinar for the brands, really tie it all together and bring it home. And then they can have that and record that and use it for, you know, later if they think, or whatever purpose they might want it. So it's a new approach to trying to do what I love to do, but doing it in a new way. And it's creating some new ideas. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of business owners out there who, kind of getting back to that idea of people who said they wish they had had this before they bought into a franchise. But I think there's a lot of people out there who started a business, started a franchise, and then boom, 4 months into it or even less, COVID hits, lockdown, all the rules change. Yeah. You know, now what am I going to do? So I think if your audience is open to a lot of people like that, there's a lot of people out there who could use some help who are in that sort of stage right now, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of now what, you know, because the industry might have changed, your competitors might have changed. I've been watching, I guess what I would say is deal flow, right? There's a fair amount of deals that are being done. Some are really opportunistic, bankruptcy proceedings, buying and that sort of thing. And there's probably more of that to go. And then you look at some of the huge deals like Dunkin' Donuts, holy cow. So there's some change going on at all levels. I'm seeing it at, you know, big deals and little deals and, you know, all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of activity, a lot of available capital, I'll say. I mean, I see opportunities and people are, you know, deals are flying across my desk and I try to add value where I can and otherwise kind of get out of the way, you know, but there's a lot of activity out there. I had this conversation with someone over maybe New Year's Eve or New Year's. It seems to me like if you've survived COVID physically, like you're not in a hospital, thank God, or you survived it. And your business has survived, you know, you're still standing. And yeah, thanks for the aid and the loans and the whatever programs have all kind of done their part. And so you're survived. You're still standing. If you're still standing, you're moving forward. You're trying to shake it off and do something to move forward. I'm seeing businesses, business owners, brands make deals and move forward. Really kind of saying, okay, enough of this. We're going to make the best of it. Let's go. So I'm seeing that attitude, I guess, and seeing those transactions and the deals are, you know, people are starting to move. It feels good.
Yeah, it sure does. So for any business owners or even some brands that might want to check out your franchise lifecycle program series, where can we take a look at this?
Well, my website, johnnyfranchise.com. That's, you know, that's got everything there. I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter a little bit, but yeah, the website would be the best. And you know, if I people know who know me, I probably know I like to talk. I'm not afraid to talk. So
that is true, ladies and gentlemen. Say, I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun and easy. You know, I don't mind sharing ideas and asking questions and trying to help. And like I said, usually in a pretty quick, I can diagnose a situation and say, well, you know, try this, try that. You know, who knows? There's right. Usually more than one right answer. I guess that's kind of what I like to do. So people can reach me and on my website, there's a scheduler button. You can fill in the blanks and get into my calendar. So that's kind of fun.
All right.
I'd
excellent.
Like to see that. So
thank you for the update, my friend. I look forward to chatting with you again, hopefully in person at some point in 2021 when we're back out on the road. But until then, we will check out johnnyfranchise.com and wish you the best of luck in 2021.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. I'll see you soon.
Before we go, a quick word from Photify. I've had several people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their teams the ability to make great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is how you do it. Sign up now at photify.pro. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.